You're listening to the All Systems Go podcast, the show that teaches you everything you need to know to put your business on autopilot. Learn how to deploy automated marketing and sales systems in your business the right way with your host, the professor of automation himself and founder of Automation Bridge, Chris Davis.
Welcome to the All Systems Go podcast. I'm your host, Chris L. Davis, the founder of Automation Bridge, an online publication for small business automation. And in this episode, I want to cover the key to successful business automation, not just marketing automation. You know, I love marketing automation. Again, that's I cut my teeth on the pews of the Church of Marketing Automation as my entry into small business in this digital era. That is what I have primarily used to become a leader in the space. But I don't want to just limit it to that. I want to talk about fully automating as many operations in your business as possible. There's only one way to do it, and I'm going to discuss it on this episode. Before we get started, if you're new to the podcast, do me a favor, listen to this episode in its entirety. And right when you're done, make sure you go leave a 5-star rating and a review. Okay, this podcast is available in Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, which means you, if you have a smartphone, you don't have to download any additional software to become a subscriber to this podcast. We're also available in Spotify, Stitcher Radio, you name it, we're there. Tune in, iHeartRadio, any platform that pulls podcasts, the All Systems Go podcast is there. And I just want to give a quick shout out for Jay Hall. I believe I know who this is, but this is the username for a 5-star rating and review, and it's entitled Clarity! Thanks, Chris. You've been able to make a few things clear when it comes to marketing. As a small business owner and without formal training in marketing, this has made things clear that I couldn't verbalize myself. Thank you. So, Jay Hall, thank you for that rating and review. It is greatly appreciated. And as you're listening to this podcast, do me a favor, just make a mental note of how many nuggets, how many things are said that really impact you or have provided clarity in an area or a process in your business that you didn't have prior to. All right. So let's start. Let me start by saying this. There's a lot of areas in your business that automation can impact. And of course, being an advocate of automation, I would say every area of your business can be impacted. But some of them we'll start with that we know of, right? Marketing, of course, you have sales, fulfillment, administration. But then we start to see new areas that have started to evolve, like finances, automating your finances and your advertising and your management, et cetera. So for every area of operation in your business, there are tools that are entering the market to allow you to introduce automation. So what I want to do is I want to discuss the rule that is true for marketing automation as well as all automation. Okay. So this is, again, I'm using marketing automation as the entry point, but what I'm speaking about applies to every area. If you take this approach, this is the way to successfully automate any operations in your business. Okay. And it starts with this. This is the part that I need you to get. All right. This is going to be empowering for a lot of you. They're like, yes, I knew it. Right. And that is, automation works best when it emulates what's worked in person. Okay, I want to repeat that. Automation works best when it emulates what works in person. Another way to say it is analog operations provide the blueprint for digital execution. Okay, analog operations provide the blueprint for digital execution. And in essence, what we're really saying is the beginning of all automation is manual execution. Okay. You all have heard me say it in various ways, right? If you've attended the masterclass or have been an avid listener to the podcast, you've heard me just call this out, like start manual, like manual before digital. And the reason being, I want to kind of like double click on that statement that I've made in various areas or various means of content. I want to double click on that and let's do a little bit of a deep dive in there. Right. So let me say this. The reason why this is important is because this is where I see so many businesses trip. Okay. And by trip, I mean, the stumbling block is technology. So it humbles everybody. I've seen people running businesses for over 20 years trip over this. I've seen people getting started in business for 2 months trip over it. It does not discriminate. Technology is a huge aid and hindrance to all businesses if you don't know how to navigate the space. A hindrance if you don't know how to navigate the space properly. And the reason being is because people too often rush from idea to automation or idea to software and technology, right? But they haven't taken the time to actually prove out the process yet. Thus, it puts them in a position to put automation in place, but it's bound to fail upon completion. And by fail, let me be very clear. By fail, I mean it's not producing the results that you desire. That's what I'm calling a failure. Okay, you've implemented, you've got, you know, the templates, you've added them, you've updated the email copy, you've done everything that you know to do. Right. And in fact, let's do a quick pulse check here. Let's just see if this elevates your heart rate at any point, because there is a feeling of guilt or shame when I say this. So before I make these statements, just let you know, I'm making these statements from the previous me. Okay, I've felt this, I've lived this, and I've experienced this. So, you know, have you ever built something great? You thought it was great at the time, right? The landing page looked good. The copy was just right on point. The images were sharp. They did a lot of communication, so it wasn't text heavy. The emails were sequenced perfectly. You're proud of this work, whether you did it or hire somebody to do it. You're proud and you're confident in it, right? You push live. Nothing. And by nothing, maybe you got that initial surge. So in marketing, everybody, that initial surge of results can be so deceiving, because usually that initial surge are people who are the warmest. Right. And whether it be relatives, friends, strong followers, whatever the case is, you cannot build a business on that initial surge, that launch surge. Right. What you want to do is look for that surge to dissipate and see who's left. Right. Or who do I need to go and add to my business to get that wherever it settles to get it higher. Right. So you don't want to live in the surges. In fact, the next episode is going to talk about what that surge is. When you become tied to the surges in business, like, oh, look at this. I launched yesterday. Look at all this money. Right. When you get tied to that, there's a word for it that I've come up with, and we'll discuss it on the next podcast. But you've done all this work. You've got this surge, perhaps, and maybe you didn't. A lot of people don't get that surge, to be honest. Right. But things they've settled. Right. And you're left with something that looks much less than what you set out for. Right. Maybe the image was cast on social media and you thought that you'd have at least $10,000 in your bank a month because you did the exact same thing everybody else did. Right. And what this does is it puts you what it does is it puts you in a position where I've seen the most consistent culprit get everybody. Right. And this is them trying to emulate what they see others doing instead of defining what you need to do. So you walk right past your mirror and you start looking into the mirror of the person next to you. And you're like, oh, yeah, that's a nice tie. Oh, yeah, I like that skirt. Oh, that shirt is great. Right. Oh, I like how you did that ad. Oh, I like her copy. Oh, look at that image. Oh, this. Oh, that. Right. And before you know it, you're not even paying attention to your mirror. You're not even looking at you, your business, what it needs to do. Right. So when you start to put it together, this is all from when you go and looking into that other person's mirror, that other business's mirror, what you're looking for is a solution. You're looking for an immediate right now solution and something that is tied to automation, because a lot of times people are sold on automation by people who necessarily don't understand it or haven't done it. Maybe their team has done it and they're reporting on it. And you just want those results. You just want that. So it's like, hey, what tool did you use? Okay, let me sign up for that tool. Hey, who wrote your copy? Okay, let me hire them. Right? Like you're going through the motions by going from idea straight to technology. But I have to tell you, there's a better way, and we cannot skip. Listen to me. We cannot skip the process of proving it out ourselves. It is the most fruitful effort that you can have in your business, is taking the time and saying, hey, wait a minute, let me do this and figure it out. And in fact, here, let me give you, I'm going to give you three ways to make sure that you don't make this mistake, because remember this, automation needs analog instructions. Automation needs analog instructions. The analog instructions I'm talking about is you have actually done something in the real world with your hands and time that has produced a result. And this is why I keep saying this. Maybe I'll sound like a broken record by the end of various amounts of these podcasts, but traditional businesses are often the strongest business to capitalize on automation, because they have been doing this analog work for years, and they just need somebody to help them translate that into the digital space. Whereas you have somebody who's getting started with the digital. And what happens is, a lot of times when you get started in digital, you can start to build stuff out that works, right? You can put a landing page up that starts to generate leads, and you can have a sales page that generates sales. I did this. I'm telling you this from my experience, right? You do all of this stuff, and in the beginning of business, you're just really excited to be making money, right? But let me tell you this, don't get caught up in the money smokescreen. To stay in business, it's going to take much more than making money. And that is why I'm telling you all this, because you need to add this approach to your business as soon as possible, because as soon as the making of the money is no longer an issue or like the main goal, you're like, okay, my revenue streams is pretty consistent. Then it comes to keeping that money. And that's where automation and all the other areas of your business start to really affect you. Or should I say, your inability to know what to do in those other areas will really start to affect you and impact your business. OK, so here's three ways to ensure that. Remember, this is all based on automation needing analog instruction. The first is this: sell one on one before you go to scale. Sell one on one before you go to scale. And that can look many different ways today. It could be a one-on-one conversation, actually talking to somebody on the phone. Nothing wrong with that. A lot of times, if you're struggling with what type of survey questions to ask, why don't you talk to your audience, right? Be willing to call somebody up, ask questions, pay attention to the conversations that you're having, the common questions that come up, what makes somebody confused, what makes the light bulb go off, right? These are one-on-one conversations that you can draw from, right? An email. Let me ask you this virtual raise of hands. If you're driving, just keep your hands on the steering wheel. If you're jogging, just do a virtual high five. It doesn't matter if people are looking at you crazy, right? If you're on the bench, just take one hand off the bench press, off the bar, and just say, yeah, me. So let me ask you this. Have you ever had an idea of a product and sold that product through one-on-one communication before you built it, before you did any type of sales page and cart building and checkout sequences and integration? You said, hey, this is my idea of a product. Let me go talk to people about this and let me literally sell it. I've seen this happen in many ways. I'll just let you know, a lot of times how I'll do it is in email. I'll email somebody, you know, like what I'm thinking. Hey, this is exactly what I'm thinking about creating. And I'll get their feedback right in email. And in there, I'm including bullet points. I'm including copy. And the end goal is I see a sales page. But experience has taught me you better not go from idea to sales page and just start sending traffic to a sales page without proving out that the copy and the product, you know, like your ability to communicate the benefits of the product through copy works. I've done it through email. I have friends who've done it through LinkedIn messaging, Facebook messaging, right? They have long strings of Facebook messaging threads. And essentially, they're just, you know, hey, they're getting their objections. They're listening. They're reading what people are saying. Hey, I'm in this program, or hey, I'm doing this. All right. Right. They're getting all of that information by going one on one first. And what you'll find is as you start being successful with the one on one, you just duplicate that. Now, all of a sudden, the landing page copy, the sales page copy, the email copy becomes a lot easier. I'll give you another tip. Listen, I don't know. I'm in that mood today. Listen, right now when I'm recording, it's sunny. Winter is subsiding. I'm in a good mood, everybody. So I'll give you another tip. This is often how I build out my email sequences. I'll start to email people one-on-one first with an idea, see how it works, right? See the engagement. And then if that works, I'll copy that exact email and put it in a sequence somewhere. Right? Because it's proven. I literally have proved it in person. It works. So now I can automate it. Right? Okay. So that's one tip. Sell one-on-one before you scale. Two is don't delegate what you don't know how to do. And can I put myself on blast, everybody? I know sometimes when I speak, there's a conviction that comes among you also. Let me allow you to look at me. Chris, you should have known better. Listen, I'm going to be specific, and this goes to my books, my accounting. Okay, I'm good with numbers, very strong with numbers. I love math. I could do basic accounting just fine. I looked at my books as something that I knew I needed to have in place. I'll just hire somebody to do that, or you know, they have software to do that. So the first path is hiring. Look, there was nothing wrong with hiring somebody at that time. They were doing what they knew how to do, and they were doing it in their way, right? No knock against them. The problem was I didn't understand it. So, you know, I'm looking at it, I'm like, why does it look like this? Why does it look like that? You know, so then I said, well, I'm just going to try somebody else, right? Does it sound familiar? The problem wasn't the service provider. It was me really not understanding. I didn't know it at the time. So what's the next thing? I'm going to just automate this stuff in QuickBooks. You know, QuickBooks Online, you know, should I be able to automate it? I'll get a freelancer to, you know, kind of look over it. I just don't want to have to worry about my books. So I did that. And as with any automation, whether it's a tool or it's a person, right? We can really look at automation as something getting done without your effort. Right. So whether it's a combo of humans and a tool, whatever the case is, that was automated in my mind. I didn't have to do it. Right. But remember what I said in the previous podcast is that automation requires intelligence. Automation is ignorant. It doesn't know what to do. It'll do anything. It'll do anything you tell it to. So it needs your intelligence for it to be intelligent. So the problem is I wasn't providing any intelligence. I knew how my stuff should be categorized. And yes, the freelancer did ask, and I knew a little bit, right? And I'm just like, yeah, and I wanted you to handle that. At the end of the year, my books were a mess, just a total mess. And what I learned as a business owner, I said, look, I have to take ownership of this. I'm not going to point the finger. I've paid thousands of dollars out to tools and people to do this, and clearly it wasn't done to my liking. So I had to take ownership of it. And what did I have to do? I had to learn how to do it. I had to learn how to set up my categories. How does a P&L work? How does a balance sheet look? What's the 940, 941? What do those have to do with anything? What does my K-1 have to do with my personal finances? And how do I file all of this? Is it quarterly, yearly? Like, what is all of this? Had to figure it all out. But here's what it did. I gained a level of understanding in the process. Now, granted, I am not a QuickBooks specialist. I am not an accountant, but I now know enough to be able to delegate this, or automated more intelligently. Okay. So I was just talking to one of my previous consultants. He was like, well, look, this is what you're paying QuickBooks for. Just put it in there. Let them categorize it. This. I said, no, not right now, at least not for this quarter. I need to go in and do my due diligence. I'm entering payroll manually. I'm entering my expenses. I'm not letting any rules take over. Let me do it manually because I need to instruct this tool on what to do when I'm not around. Okay, or when I'm not able to do it. I had to do that. So don't delegate what you don't know how to do. You don't need to know how to automate, right? But you should understand the customer journey, the different stages, the type of messaging they receive at each stage, what the call to action is. You have to understand that. How can you be a business owner and not know that? Right? How can you just delegate that to a marketing consultant or, you know, you hired a marketer? This is where you guys get in trouble. I'm talking to you specifically, CEOs. This is where you get in trouble. You don't have to master it, but you do need to understand it. It's not solely on that consultant, that freelancer, the implementer. It's not solely on them. Now, a good consultant will push back, right? Like, hey, look, I need this. We need to define this first. You see what I'm saying? But don't delegate what you don't know how to do. And lastly, document everything. You all have heard me say this. This is not new. If you're new to the podcast, when you listen to the other episodes, you'll hear this again. Okay, document everything. And the reason why is because this is going to serve as your continual guide to keep you from creating and automating things that don't work or aren't working. It's saving you from yourself because all of this stuff is not going to be fresh on your mind once you complete it. When I published my podcast, I had to go through a much different process than what I did when I published the previous podcast. So in this respect, I took notes of every step, everything along the way. For one, I needed to know if something breaks, I can easily reflect back on it. Two is if I ever need to publish another podcast or want to, I have my own documentation right there. Three is if anybody wanted to learn how I did it, it's ready, you know, so perhaps I make a course out of it or whatever the case is. But I documented that. And what I was looking for were opportunities to where I can add technology in other areas where it's just like, nah, you're not going to want to do that. Right. So you want to while you're doing this documentation, you want to pay attention to what you liked and didn't like about the process. Right. Like the main part. And I'll be honest with you, the main part about publishing a podcast for me, the heaviest weight is after it's recorded. But I've got that whole process from inception to publishing. So now at any point, I can hire somebody to take on that load. Right? I can properly place somebody in position to help remove that. And since I'm very familiar with the whole process, I have technology in its appropriate places. So when I do hire somebody to come in, they don't have to do everything because technology is already doing a lot of the heavy lifting. But I went through that whole process manually first a couple times. OK, this is what took the longest. This is where the bottlenecks will be identified and you're going to use tech to either eliminate or remove them. But you have to go through the process and document it. Okay, so those are three easy steps. The main thing is commit to doing the stuff manual. Okay, just do it. Just do the manual operation. I'm not telling you to do the manual operation many times. For some of you, you're so good at what you do, it's only going to take you one time. But you've got to be familiar with all of these processes and document them because you will forget them. You will. You know, if you forgot something and you need to hold somebody accountable to, hey, this is what we were doing. The easiest way is to let the document do it. Hey, I told you in July to do this, this and that. No, what do we have in the documentation? Right. And I'll give you a bonus. I kind of alluded to it, but never create what you haven't sold. So do not create anything that you haven't sold. This is the law of the pre-sale, right? Pre-sale everything. Apple does it. Most of the companies that you pre-order, that's just another word for pre-sale, right? Sell the idea before creating the product. I'll talk later in the podcast, another episode about the creator's curse, but you need to get great at explaining the benefits concisely and practice that on everybody. This is the manual part, everybody. Listen, I have sold benefits of a product at the gym. Hey, what do you do? Somebody's asked me that. Oh, you know, I help implement automated systems for small businesses, you know, allow them to operate more lean and make more revenue. Oh, tell me about that. Yeah, sure. You know, specialize in marketing automation. I have a podcast, blah, blah, blah. Before you know it, we're in a conversation and I may not have even ever created this product. I'm starting. I'm getting ready to launch this new product that does X, Y, Z. And it's really focused on small business owners that are looking to add about $5,000 a month on the side of their full time job. And I realize that, you know, they only have about 2 to 3 hours a day, if that. So it's within that time. Oh, really? I would like to know that. Right. Don't have the product created. It's just an idea. One person says it. If I'm in the doctor's office, hey, what do you do? Oh, hey, I specialize in implementing automated systems for small businesses so that they can operate more lean and scale quickly. You know, have you ever heard of making more revenue and doing less? Yeah, I have heard. Tell me more. Right. And we go down the same. Hey, I had this idea, this new product. Well, I'm in the process of launching a new product. Maybe this would be interested. Maybe you'd be interested in it. Right. I'm always on, always collecting data, always testing things manually. If I get enough buy-in, I'll say, hey, yeah, let me send you some information. Guess what I'll do? I'll follow with them with an email outlining everything that I bullet points, which are my benefits, right? Headlines, copy and all that. If they say, hey, look, I want in, the second they buy, okay, I've just bought that. Their money proves that I should spend time building out this landing page or sales page, and I'll do it. That's just one of the processes. And of course, there's many other steps in there, but I'm giving you this example just so you can kind of piece it all together. This in-person one-on-one stuff does not have to be like an effort away from your daily business. It's in the flow of what you're already doing, because what you want to prevent is trying to do something online that you don't know how to do offline. Okay. As tempting as it is to dive in and do it, because you know the technology, you could buy it for $9 a month. You could just go take the time up front to prove out your process. And how do you prove your process? Profitability. Did it generate money by way of manual execution? And then when you automate it, it'll be a lot smoother and you'll get to functional producing results a lot quicker. And that applies to every area of your business. I mentioned, you know, finances and marketing and, you know, product creation, all that, but it happens every area of your business that you operate. This is what you do. Again, now you see why I say traditional businesses are the strongest and the most prepared for automation, because they've been doing this stuff. They lived analog. They're just trying to get to digital. Again, their hurdle is digitizing their analog, translating that, right? And this brings me to my final charge. OK. I know in business, it always starts with money, you know, the amount that you can make to either leave your job or afford you the control and lifestyle that you desire. And a lot of times it's both. And automation is definitely a key to get you there. But if you're only focused on automating your marketing and sales, you're missing out on a huge opportunity to build something great. OK, all areas of your business need automation, and the amount of tools that are being introduced to the market, I mentioned this earlier, it's proof of that acknowledgement. That those tools' existence is the acknowledgement that, hey, you need to automate every area, right? From automating your accounting to project management to sales and everything in between, soon we're going to see a wide variety of tools for pretty much every area of business operation. So before that happens, I wanted to equip you with this understanding so you'll always remain in control and producing the results that you truly desire. As an experienced business automation expert myself, I still abide by the same points I've outlined in this episode. I just have learned to do it quicker. You don't need 1,000 people. Sometimes you just need to run an idea by 5 people and maybe one of the people buy. But that's enough for you to say, okay, let me put this on a page and start getting more eyeballs on it. But you have to commit to do the manual work first. Please don't skip this step, everybody. So who's that person that always is skipping this step? They've got their digital hoarder with a digital shed of tools galore. And we're going to add the tools. They've got funnels built out that they've hired people to do. They've got all kinds of stuff, logos. They've done everything in the digital space, but yet they seem to still be chasing the next thing. Who's that person? You need to tell them not only to listen to this episode, but you need to tell them, hey, slow down. What are you doing? Literally ask them, what are you doing? Show me what you're doing. Explain it. If you're a consultant listening to this, this is the greatest gift you can give the company that you're consulting for or you're implementing marketing for is, hey, can we have a meeting this week? Just 1 hour. I just want to take a couple steps back and document everything that we're doing. I feel like I have a good idea, but I mean holistically. It's the greatest gift. I'm telling you, every time I've done it, it's been so illuminating. So who's that person? Who's that person you need to do it for? Who's the person that needs to hear that they need to do that? And who's the person that's just flat out oblivious, just operating their business? Do me a favor, share this episode with them. And if this was your first episode that you listened to it in its entirety, this is the time where you can go and leave a 5-star rating and review, as well as me extending my personal invitation to you to join the family. It's my invitation to you. Join the family of listeners who get this type of training weekly. I launch these episodes every Thursday. So you can find this episode and all of the show notes for this episode and all the previous episodes at automationbridge.com/podcast. And if you're looking to learn more about systematizing your business, I'd invite you to register for my weekly masterclass that covers the fundamental systems every business needs in order to scale in any industry. And that's found at automationbridge.com/systems. That's systems with an S. So until next time, automate responsibly, my friends.